Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Not in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're out here at Cobblestone Shopping Center at the Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue. We're here for the 12th annual Rob a Salute to Veterans event, and I'm here with Trish Lark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. It's beautiful out here this morning.
Turn you up a little bit.
Okay.
Hey, today is the 4th of November, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared, what day is it today besides?
Today is Make Men Dinner Day.
Oh.
Really?
Really.
Make Men Dinner Day.
Well, the other options weren't that great. Cashback Day. Chicken Lady Day, I'm not sure what that is.
Chicken Lady Day?
And Candy Day. So.
What's the last one?
That was it. Those are the four. Candy
Day. Okay. All right. Oh, gosh. Trish, what's the weather look like?
Well, it looks like we're going to have a kind of chance of showers later in the day. It's 61 degrees in downtown Ready. Today, a high of 64 and a low of 46. Chance of showers after noon today and on Friday. A good chance of a few showers, 61 degrees, high and low 48. Saturday, also a chance of showers, a high of 58 and a low of 38. And on Sunday, looking like mostly cloudy, high of 60, a low of 38. Monday, a high of 58 and a low of 44. Yeah. And on Tuesday, high of 54 and a low of 46. So, what if it's for, you know, a little bit of showers and rain, but not anything major. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-4853.
Well, I'm just trying to orchestrate everything here, and we have here the, Michelle.
Melissa.
Good morning, Melissa.
What,
good morning. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Melissa Estrada.
Yes.
Okay. Who is the program director for information manager for the Robin and put all this together?
Yeah.
So tell
us what we're doing here.
So today is the big event, the Rob a Salute to Veterans event. This is the 12th year running, and we are receiving community donations for bus passes for veterans. So we have actually a pretty full house here today. We have all the radio remotes, including you lovely folks. And we have some veteran organizations, including the historic Hueys back out here.
Yeah, the Hueys out here with the, with the gang. I know those guys.
And
so.
we just got, we're receiving donations. We did just get a big check.
Yeah, and I've got Dave Tappan here. Dave, come on in. Dave, tell us about your, what you all did today for
it all started with this guy behind me. His name is Andy Clemens. And he sent an email to all the cowboys, said, hey, I got this idea about, you know, the veterans bus passes, you know. And immediately the cowboys jumped on and emailed back, great idea, outstanding, let's do it, you know, sort of thing. So Andy's here and Eric Niver, cowboy, here. And we found out that Rabba is donating 50 cents for every dollar, right?
Right.
So we thought, hey, let's get them to write a $500 check. So, the cowboys are giving $1,000 for bus passes.
Oh, perfect!
That was great, and that I saw that earlier. And Melissa took that and immediately put it into the bag of today's assets. But you know, the Asphalt Cowboys, y'all have been such a integral part of our community for so long. You know, everybody got slowed down last year, but you all obviously haven't.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff, you know, accomplished this year, but you all continue to do great things for our community, Dave and Asphalt Cowboys. I know you're the spokesman here today, but I know you're just the one part of a great organization.
Yeah, we got about 40 guys, and I think Andy and Eric and the rest of the cowboys would agree that You know, we live here, we work here, we're all neighbors. Anything we can do to make the community a little better for people, and
you know,
but we have fun doing it too.
Well, and you guys have been just an integral part of this community for so long, and it always, as I see, anytime I see the yellow shirts out there, it immediately makes me smile because I know something really positive and good for this community is going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, exactly.
So
well, thank you.
You look around, and I always think, all right, good day.
Well, thank you. That's very nice.
Well, no, yeah. that is true. And Eric, I think you're married to an extremely, extremely competent lady. No, grab a hold of her, so you can say nice things about her. We're talking about Carlene from, of course, Carlene's, but also Deja Vu.
Yep. Oh,
and,
wow. Okay. Had dinner there the other night. Excellent, as usual. Oh,
thank you very much. Appreciates that.
It's one of our go-to places. I mean, you have a small group of people, even a larger group we've had in there before. It's always a great place. Now, why did you join the Cowboys?
You know, one of our past Cowboys that I met through the business, Dale Kendall, who's passed away several years ago, he encouraged me to get involved in it. And I had for years seen what they do in the community and, you know, everything they donate and all that. And it was just an honor to become part of the group.
So it's not the part about in the parade where you get to shoot shotguns off in the air?
Yeah, but that's fun, too. Don't ever stop doing
that. That is
it is. It is. Don't ever back off from that. Of course, you all are host of the Great Bank Robbery every year. And, you know, nothing about our police in town. But, I mean, everybody knows what day it is and where it's going to be at. And yet they get away with it every year.
That's because they're good. No bad on the police department.
When I was working, I have a quick story. I was patrolling downtown. I was by the post office, and these ladies were out for their morning walk. And all of a sudden, these gunshots start sounding out. Now, I'm in a patrol car, and they look at me like, what are you going to do? What are you going to respond? I'm like, oh, that's just a bank robbery. And they looked at me like, what? they were gonna run, you know. And I said, "Oh no, the Asphalt Cowboys bank robbery."
Can you imagine tourists coming into town from New York and they're driving through and everybody's out cheering for them? Yeah.
Well, oh, listen, a couple of years ago, we actually did have some newcomers to the community who raised a ruckus and thought that was inappropriate. We didn't want to have. Remember that?
Well, if they're new,
I was like, "Forget you. We're gonna do this. Don't you ever stop."
You know what? Newcomers.
Yeah.
They don't have to stay. They don't have deep roots. Andy, let's talk to Andy here for a second, too. Andy, why did you join the Asphalt Cowboys?
Well, again, seeing what the group does for the community. And I volunteered for many years to begin with. I didn't have the time to go full-time. And through that process, I got to learn and get to realize that the comments made when you join the club, you're going to get to know 40 of your best friends right out the door. And that's the truth. We really all have each other's back. And
it is a tight group.
We have a good time at what we do, and it's all about the community. The community supports us, and we try to give back as well.
People don't realize that we have a great time. Asphalt Cowboys have a great time, put on great events, but you also have a mission here in support of our county, and that's during times of disaster or times of need. You all set up and can feed thousands of people and have done that.
True. We are, a volunteer group with the Sheriff's Department, mm-hmm. and we do have that capability that you're talking about with our mini stoves and just
have
our,
you done
our
that?
Abilities.
You've done that lately too, haven't you, in the last couple of years? That
I think if I recall correctly, the latest event was looking for the young child out there in the Igo area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then years before that, we assisted with the fountain fire.
But if we have a disaster and we've got a lot of refugees rolling into town, Asphalt Cowboys are there to set up, feed thousands of people. I mean, you all are ready to do that. That's part of your mission, too.
We've all witnessed from our barbecues we're capable of doing that.
Put it together quick, too.
Yep. Yes.
And I'm sorry I didn't hear that.
Well,
I was just saying we can put it together real quick.
Oh, yeah. And you really have a cement mixer for the pancake breakfast?
Well, we stepped it up a little bit since the cement mixer. I think it's in the archives. But,
that was pretty cool, though, actually.
Oh, man. Okay. Great. Well, you know what? Asphalt Cowboys come through again. And like we said, you all are part of our history, part of our community, and the distinctive yellow shirts, of course, the barbecues you put on during, of course, the rodeo with the parade and being in parts of the parade and all the things you do for that during the rodeo, too. And that's one of the parts of I know, realize there's got to be changes, but we've also got to keep what makes Reading Reading, too.
Yep. Yep.
Thank you so much, Andy, Dave, and Mary. Thank you for
your
generosity to the and helping veterans out during this time. Thank you so much.
Good day.
You bet. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Whoa, Sleep Number.
Yeah.
How long have you had Sleep Number bed?
I've had Sleep Number bed for over 20 years, and it's just the best thing you can be. Nothing beats a good night's rest. It starts your day. That's make you healthy. It's just the best thing you can add to your life. My Sleep Number is generally at 55, and I stick pretty close to that. Occasionally, I go out down a little, but 55 is good and comfortable.
Well, you know what I've done. I've moved my Sleep Number setting up to 100, and yeah, and I just am sleeping like a log. I guess I'm going through this time where I need a firm mattress.
Yes.
I can adjust it.
Well, certainly that
like
was
like Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35.
Yes.
And since proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep, during Sleep Number's Veterans Day sale, you can save $1,000 on a Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed plus special financing. The way you do that is you head on over to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, talk to any of the professionals in there, lay on the beds. They've got 4, 5, or 6 different kinds, all the accessories that goes along with it. And you won't be sorry. You just, you know what? My sister bought one. Friends have bought them, and they have all, not one of them has said that it wasn't just a great bed. Now, that special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Trish Clark, Carl Cotton, we'll be right back.
Hello, Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. It seems masks and vaccines are very hot topics these days, and the masking of our kids in schools and forced vaccinations are the talk of the county. I support the views and beliefs of both sides, but I do not support our government forcing their beliefs on either side. I strongly believe in liberty and freedom for all. I believe in personal choice and personal responsibility for those choices. Parents should be able to choose whether their children are masked at school or not. We, the people, should be able to choose to get vaccinated or not. Do your own research, consult your trusted healthcare professional, and make your own choices. Unelected bureaucrats should not be ruling our lives, masking our children all day, every day in school, while celebrities go to the Oscars and Grammys unmasked is the height of hypocrisy. We the people are supposed to be in charge of our government, not unelected bureaucrats who most likely never finished medical school. Shasta County District 5 covers Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and the Millville area, but as District 5 Supervisor, I will represent all of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in, I would say the studios, but we're not. Trish Clark and I are down at the Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue and the Cobblestone Shopping Center. If you come on down here, you will see us. There's helicopter, there's buses, there's K-Shasta's out there, Q-97's here. They're all here today. And why we're here, because it's the 12th annual Robba Salute.
Down the street, yeah. Carl, you're down the street. It's covered with American flags. Yeah. You just can't miss it. All the way down Hartnell Avenue, there's a whole bunch of American flags waving in the wind, and you'll be able to see them a little better as it gets a little more light. It's kind of dark out here this morning. That's kind of cool.
Well, yeah. Well, we're going into daylight savings time. We're taking
cloudy.
It off come Sunday.
Sunday. Set your clocks back. Don't forget.
Yeah, Linda said it was last weekend, and then we had, like, numerous phone calls. Okay, she was just getting it. Linda's ahead of the game all the time.
Yeah.
Now, hey, look, come on down, drive through, drop off a donation, my friends. It's going to be used to purchase bus punch cards, which it will then be distributed by the Shasta County Veterans Service Office to provide free transit rides to local veterans in need of affordable transportation. Last year, close to 9,000 veterans used these punch cards to get to work, to get to medical appointments, school, shopping, other locations. And Robba is going to provide a 50% match to their donation. So the Asphalt Cowboys came in here first thing in the morning and gave a $1,000 donation, and Robba gets to write a check for $500 more.
Absolutely. That's great.
That is great. Okay, now that we're here and we're in between guests, so what'd you think of that election in Virginia?
I'm thinking that turned out pretty good, and I think a lot of people were surprised. I must admit, I just can't help but throw this in. As it got into the evening, you know, I kept saying, well, it's
here comes Loudoun County. Here comes Loudoun County.
Well, and you know, they're going to shut it down, and here come the boxes from under the tables. And is this going to stick or is it not going to stick? And so, but interestingly enough, and I'm especially interested and can't wait to follow the career and advancement of the lieutenant governor.
Is she a barn burner? Or
oh,
what?
My gosh. She's got to scare the other side to death.
What we're talking
no
about
holds
is
barred.
The lady running for lieutenant governor is a person of color. And she stood up
Jamaican descent.
And she stood up there and said, yeah, I am an example of the American dream. And somebody tell me that I'm not, you know, that I'm not equal.
Yeah.
You know, words to that effect. She says, I'll be more than happy to come on any of those shows that think that that racism
is keeping us down,
people of color down. Yeah. I mean, she ripped into
she
it.
She is, and
but here's the okay now. I,
and she's a Marine. Both her and her husband were in the Marine Corps.
No, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
I might have to check that out.
Yes,
Semper Fi. Now, something else is that I ran into a couple from Virginia last Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And Southern Virginia. Now, Southern Virginia is like Northern California. It's the populous regions, like up in the Northern Virginia area, is the one that swings the elections. And most of those people aren't Virginians. They're people that work
in Washington, D.C.
In Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
Right. So what he said is, he said, well, it's really interesting. And because you've got a lot of, you know, a lot of Democrats up in, you know, Northern Virginia. He said, but McAuliffe really upset a lot of the Democrat mothers.
Yes, there you go.
Mothers and wives on this.
You have no control over your children.
On this education thing. And it wasn't CRT. It were, you know, the critical race theory per se. It was him saying things like, well, we're the government. We know what should be in your schools.
And he repeatedly said it.
And then he denied it. But once you say it out loud, it's like a bullet out of a gun. Once it's left, it will never, you know.
But Carl, every speech he made, he went on at great length about, we know better about your children, and we are going to control what they're going to learn, and you people need to stay out of it. And that was a clear message, and it resonated. You know, I just recently came back from Virginia, and in fact, I'm going to be heading back there for Thanksgiving. That whole attitude had changed when the time that I was there. A lot of conversation, and you could tell that there was a sea change going on there, that people were really starting to think about the decisions they made in the last election. And I'm not a bit surprised. Where I go in there is kind of central, more toward, you know, central of Virginia. But it's quite a surprise. And I'm hoping that it's an indication of what's going to happen as we go forward. I want to say, though, we still need to be really careful about the kind of Republicans that we're electing and the conservative. Make sure they're conservative. Because there was a time, just to remind everyone, that when President Trump was first elected, where we controlled the House and the Senate and the presidency, and weren't able to get very much done because we had a Republican Party that was made up of rhinos and still wanted to play their game in a lot of instances, and we were not able to accomplish a lot of things that we could have accomplished if we'd have been able to vote as a block and do the conservative thing.
Well, and I think the Democrats right now are running through that.
Yeah, it's kind of what's under watch, isn't it?
They have, since the Republicans. And you know what? People say, well, you're a Republican. And I go, nah.
I'm a conservative constitutionalist.
I am an independent and will probably change my voting registration to that. And I'll tell you why. You know, just because you've got that title doesn't mean that you, and I am a constitutionalist too, doesn't mean just because you got a title of a Democrat or a Republican, look at Manchin and the Arizona Senator Simica, that they're holding the line, they're moderates, and they're being attacked by their own party. I mean, it's horrible.
It's horribly.
And so here's Nancy Pelosi that says, and it was a typical Nancy Pelosi line when she said, they said, is this going to make any difference, this election in Virginia and all these other races that the Republicans took? And, I mean, they almost took New Jersey.
They haven't even called that yet, have they?
Yeah, well, I
don't think they've called New Jersey yet.
But they had another guy in New York, the Senate president in New York, 7 terms. A truck driver runs against him and spent $156 and almost beat him. And, I mean, so you've got things like this. And when they asked Nancy Pelosi, is this going to make a change? Oh, no, we're going to continue to do what we're doing. I hope you do, because look at every poll. Look at every poll that's coming out.
But, you know, if she they keep encouraging her party continually, call the vote. She hasn't called the vote, which means she doesn't have the vote. She doesn't have the vote to pass it. And she recognizes that, and time's running out. If we could get the Republicans not to fold again and give them more time and actually bring it to a head, I think we could find out exactly what that Democrat Party is made of. If you notice, as the wind across the states, the people that got defeated were the people that were of the really far left, Ocasio-Cortez bend of Democrats that I think the people are getting turned off by. We are, I think, more a moderate kind of, if we can get a little common ground, I think it's still there. And I think more of it's being brought out by what's going on in the parties right now. People that are the real hard left and the real hard right, they can't control the whole country. I think if we really look at it and people get the good thing, in my mind, is that we've got the population actually getting involved in trying to get back their government. And that's a good thing. If anything good came out of the COVID, I think it's a realization of what's happening in our schools. I think we're getting people in the communities back to being a part of their government. And that's the only way we win this war, is if we the people, take our government back.
Okay, it's starting to rain out here, and we're outside, but we're
under
covered.
The cover. I'm
we're
so
under
glad.
The cover here. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right up the street from us right now. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Is getting to be Christmas, so you know that I'm going to start wandering in there along with thousands of my friends.
There you go.
This is the place to buy jewelry. A great selection. Everything you can imagine, plus specially designed jewelry. You can design your own piece, and they will build it. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. It's 7:30 in the morning. It's starting to rain out here, and it's 60 degrees. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside seasons. Score with our new Game Grub Buffet.
Free spins, kickoff for cash and prizes.
Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Play hard, win easy. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long.
Some people talk football. We live it.
At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Details at windriver.com.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from B&T 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at B&T makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Raindrops are falling on my head. Just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed.
Come back, Free Fire Radio, here at Cobblestone Shopping Center at the Cornerstone Community Bank. Why are we here? It is the 12th annual Rob a Salute to Veterans event. It's today from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can just drive through, drop off your donations, and all of the donations will be used to give veterans punch cards so they can ride the bus. Over last year, almost 9,000 local veterans needed transportation to get to work, school, shopping, medical appointments, and RABA, who is in conjunction with the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, is putting this on, is going to match for every dollar donated, they will give 50 cents. So Asphalt Cowboys came in here with a $1,000 donation, and they wrote a check for $500. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. With all the things going on in life, is your insurance what it should be? Your homeowner's insurance is, you know, are you having problems with fire insurance, anything like that? Well, Judy Maxwell can help you. She is truly an expert. She's been doing this since 1993. She has built a company that has two separate divisions, one insurance and one financial advice, financial management. So give her a call at 221-0441. Stop by 1378 Top Drive. Okay.
Wait.
Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it's always a pleasure to call up and correct you, and I get to do it while it's warm, while it's still warm. The truck driver, Edward Durr, in New Jersey, happened to have defeated the state Senate president.
That's what I thought.
He did?
Yes, Nick, that's what I thought. But I wasn't going to say that, but I thought he did.
2,000 votes with all
kinds of reporting. What I heard was when he went to bed, he said, hey, you're winning. And then he said at 2 a.m., they said, oh, that looks so good. So he did win, though.
Well, that's what it says. I've got the report right in front of me. And as a matter of fact, the $153 he spent campaigning, that was before he started his official campaign. He actually spent about $8,000 total, which is still a minuscule amount when it comes to that.
So he spent $8,156 to win that seat.
And he was a write-in, was he not?
I don't know about that, but it sure shows you how dissatisfied the voters are. And he ran on a platform that the people are tired of the government messing with their families.
Yes.
Hey,
well, that's your true statement.
I just saw an email that was sent out this morning to a local business. And it was from the Chamber of Commerce. I think it was Haley that sent it. And it says that the money that they received from the CCP, from the federal government, for the coronavirus that the Chamber of Commerce dispersed, they have decided if they're not ADA compliant, they have to give that money back. They have changed the contract after they gave the money back.
Oh, wow.
If they're not ADA compliant?
If they're not ADA compliant.
Well, gee, I wonder how many businesses we have out there that are not ADA compliant.
Well, the point is, Trish, if I sign a contract with you to come down and mow your lawn for $100 a month, and the next year I decide to change that contract, I'm going to have $200 a month. Are you good with that?
Well, no, your point is well taken, Nick. Once you sign the contract is what the contract is. And it takes both parties to change it.
You know, I do not see that in my emails. And you say this came from the Chamber of Commerce, right?
I'm just kidding you, Carl. I got one more thing to bring up.
Well, wait a minute. Were you just kidding about that?
Oh, no. No, I was teasing you about me being more affluent around town than you are.
Oh, well, I'm just looking for it, and I don't see it, so I'm going to...
Send that email on over.
Yeah,
well, actually, I saw a printed copy of it. They didn't send it to me either. I saw a copy from a business.
Perhaps get to those businesses that received that money.
Well, yes, absolutely. If you receive some of that CPC money distributed by the Chamber of Commerce, which they were paid to distribute it...
Gotcha, yeah. It wasn't their money.
No, it wasn't their money, but the point is the government has changed the contract now, and if you don't meet their standards, you've got to give the money back. They've changed it a year later.
You know what? I'm going to have to check on that. I'm going to try and do that during the show here.
So what else, Nick?
Yeah, okay.
I got something else for you to check on.
Okay.
Are you interested?
It's fine, Nick. What? Anyway. Okay, bye, Nick.
Bye.
The,
Let me hit. Okay.
7:39 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we are here at Cornerstone Community Bank. Don't let this light rain dropping on the ground stop you from coming here. And just drive by. There are people standing there in the rain waiting to take your donation.
Yeah, you don't even have to get out of your car. You can just drive up, and there are people here with their hoods up, and they're all ready to take your donation and just bring it right up, and you can come up. We're under the covered part of the entrance,
yeah.
So you can just come up and give us your donation if you'd like, or if you just want to come and chat and throw something out today about this whole thing. You know, it's the 12th annual Rob a Salute to Veterans event, and we're just, you've got radio stations all over. Don't disappoint us. Every radio station in town is set up here and ready to deal. So come on in and talk to us.
Hey, we got Roger Blado here. Why don't you sit down?
Sit down, Roger, and have a few words with us.
We're going to talk about the, parade this Saturday. Oh, how'd you do that, buddy? That's why we have tops on coffee. Thank God it went your way and not into the machinery there. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great.
Okay.
I couldn't let this chance go by without having us talk about the parade Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Rain or shine,
just like the parade. We're going to be out there this Saturday, rain or shine, to the Shasta Lakes 28th Annual Veterans Day Parade. It is the second largest in California.
Yes.
We hope, if the rain holds up a little bit, we hope it will be the first largest. And we've been trying to do that for many years, trying to break that record. And we're going to have almost 100
entrants.
Entries, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great parade. You know, I walked in that parade for 16 years. Loved it. That is the best parade. Most inspirational thing we do in Northern California. It's a great parade.
And we're going to have 7 bands there and some animals and horses and dogs and Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts.
The Buckeye Cuties. They're going to have them all there.
Salvation Army's going to be there with their canteen.
Veterans organizations, of course. You're going to honor those who have served in all of our wars.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere from World War II all the way up into Afghanistan.
Yes.
And
even the Kiwanis Club is going to be there this year. They haven't been there for a couple of years, and they're just itching to come on out. And I hope everybody else out in this wonderful Shasta County and thereabouts come out and have a great time. Everybody wishing to have a flag, we'll get a flag. We got 2016 flags to give out. So,
oh, perfect.
Okay. And the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts of Shasta County will be giving those out. So
now this thing starts at 6 o'clock, really, because that's when the pancake breakfast starts. It goes from 6 to 10 a.m.
That's right. And that will be at the fire station, and then at right immediately following the parade at
there you go.
Immediately following the parade at will be the American Legion tri-tip sandwich over on Valsancio, which is the American Legion Hall, right next to the ballpark. And it's probably the best tri-tip you will ever have. So come on out and have a
full
great
day.
Time.
Yeah.
And shake my hand if you wish, okay?
That's right. We've been announcing that parade. Linda and I have been announcing that parade for, I don't know, 8 years, something like that. And we love it. We missed it last year because
this is my
14th
year participating in the parade. And I am not even a vet, but I'm out there supporting them because we honor those that are honorable. And thank God for our vets.
You know, and one thing I still love about living in Shasta County, it is a county that honors our vets and in every way. And it's always good. Every part of the county. We've even got the signs coming up that we put up just before I got off the board that Shasta County honors our veterans. And that's an important acknowledgement. We carry it through in all parts.
So the parade starts at 10 o'clock. There'll be a flyover there at approximately about that time. So
yeah, flyover. Military
our wonderful
warplane.
Mr. Perfect. Carl Bott here will be at the main stage and announcing the parade, and we'll have three other spots there. So you'll be able to hear and see what's going on and honor our vets.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And everybody, you know, rain or shine, it's going to go. It's supposed to be clearing up on Saturday. So what a great way to get out, honor our veterans, have a super time, go out and have a pancake breakfast or have the tri-tip afterwards. Come on out.
Yeah.
And it is truly a wonderful time.
Yeah, even though it's raining here, come on by, roll down your window, help out the veterans here with the wrap-up passes.
There you go.
Okay?
You don't have to get wet.
Thank you, Shasta County. Okay?
You bet.
All right.
Okay, we got to take a quick
break
here. And,
slightly showers, or slightly chance of showers has turned to pretty probable rain here. It's coming down pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, look, this portion
of the
show.
But you can just drive by. You don't need to get wet.
This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Now, Patrick Gorman is an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. If you're not getting the treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries, as we know, can be life-changing. So if you're going to need, if you need a lawyer, you know the insurance companies have lawyers and employers have lawyers, you should have a lawyer that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. Again, give him a call at 262-2168 today. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
The lights of divine freedom. The lights to live in our own way. Our lives must define freedom. Or will we let them change it away?
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed. A new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn.
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're down here at the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Hang on for a second. Well, sure. And we're here. Why are we here? We're at the Cobblestone Shopping Center because this is the 12th annual Robba Salute to the Veterans. That's right. What happens here is when you drive by, for every donation you make, Robba will match that by 50%. Ask all Cowboys. Walked in first thing this morning, gave a $1,000 donation, and Rob was going to write a check for $500. And this goes to our veterans so that they will have bus passes distributed to them by the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And so they will be able to get to doctor's appointments, to school, to work, because some of the veterans can't drive. So this is a great way to make a donation. There's flags up and down the street here in front of the Cobblestone Shopping Center. People are driving by. There's people standing by to take your donations. Come on down and help. Just roll down your window. The rain stopped.
Yeah, we just had a big cloud kind of come over the top of us, and huge cloud burst, dropped a bunch of rain, but now all of a sudden it's clear and it's
beautiful.
It's beautiful, and you don't have to worry about, and you, even then you don't have to get out in it. You can just drive through, be sure and just drive through the center there. They're taking donations.
Yeah, people are lining up here, so you don't have to wait long. Let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning.
Hopefully you'll think about
Jared,
it.
Are
I
you
think
there?
You should have Chris Clark on as your full-time co-host, your permanent, or at least a lot more, because she's very knowledgeable and sort of soft.
Gary, that's
anyway.
Nice.
Okay,
you
tell
your
him.
Full-time
that.
Co-host, I think.
What you got, Gary?
I just think Chris Clark should be your full-time co-host.
Oh, okay. That's it. Well, like I said, you tell Linda that.
And I would never try to replace Linda Bott. I'll tell you that right up front. I do enjoy doing the show.
We love having, you know what? We love having Trish with us. And Trish stands in when I, you know, when I need help or if I'm not going to be here or, you know, we're gone. But she is just one absolutely fine person. So, Gary, I agree with you. That she gives she comes in with her own views, that's for sure. But thanks for listening. Speaking of which, did you follow the trial of Carlos Zapata and the other two?
Not closely.
Would you like to always be known as the other two?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Zapata and those other two.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I think his name is Mager.
And
the lady's name was Bailey. But I haven't heard anything. You know, really, Mr. Zapata's kind of taken a low, he's gone in to defilate a little bit, I think. And part of it is because of the trial, because he had to. But then again, I'm not on his, you know, I don't see all, I don't, do Twitter, and I don't see some of the I don't see a lot of the Facebook pages.
Well, and I have to tell you that I've stated it before that there was enough to be upset about on both sides of this whole issue all the way through this. I didn't take a stand one way or the other. I didn't get involved with the recall, although I have stated that I felt there was certainly enough reason for our citizens to be upset with the board.
Yeah,
and their response.
I didn't support the recall.
I didn't support it or not support it. I think that certainly is an opportunity. I mean, we're a public form of government. We have an opportunity to elect those people, and we have an ability to hold them accountable. There's two ways to do that. If we really don't like what they're doing, the option is you can go for a recall. If enough people want that to happen, as they did in District 2, there's going to be an election. I've heard say, well, that's costing the county a lot of money. Well, there's a couple of ways around that. If they don't care to go forward with the recall and the person being recalled is really that concerned about how much money that's going to cost, he could always resign, and that would save the taxpayer the money. The other thing is it'll go forward with the election, and the people will decide. We also have an opportunity every 4 years to look at what those people that we have elected have done and really seriously figure out whether you want to return them to office.
Well, that's and the thing is unless there's gross crimes and misdemeanors, okay, you made your decision. He was, in this case, they only got enough signatures for Leonard Modi, and enough of his constituents put their name down there, and everyone was checked, so we know it's a good one.
That's right.
To have this election. And, but Leonard Modi, I can understand him thinking, I didn't do anything wrong. I did my job and I'm not going to resign over that. So, I'm not the one,
absolutely. That's
not
up to
the
him.
One that initiated it.
That's up to him to decide whether or not he wishes to go through that. As far as the lawsuit though, and I kind of sidestepped that, that was a stupid lawsuit in my opinion.
Oh, you mean going to trial on that?
Yeah, that whole thing, it appeared to me, could very easily have been one of those that we just didn't go any further with. The there was a gun involved, there was all kinds of things involved, and it was kind of a he said, she said, and I don't think there was enough there. We got a lot of serious stuff going on in this community.
Those damn videos, they're everywhere.
And they don't need... we don't need to be spending time and effort on those kinds of things when we've got the big, major issues in this county.
Well,
we've got.
We do. And, the other big news, of course, is Joe Committee's not going to run again. And so Joe says he's going to endorse a candidate when he makes his announcement. So I went back to Joe because I saw Joe Friday because we're working on the Senator Johannesson. We're honoring Senator Johannesson, of course, on Veterans Day.
Yes.
At the Veterans Hall. And a lot of people are coming into this. And I saw Joe because he's representing the county.
Of course. He's chairman of the board.
I said, Joe, you running again? And he didn't give me a real answer. But then he comes out on Tuesday during the meeting and says, I'm not running. And he's going to endorse, uh-huh. And so I went back to him. I said, Joe. I said, what if I run? You're not going to endorse me? And he said, not only am I not going to endorse you, I'm going to hit you with a baseball bat. Linda will thank me.
But Linda.
Nobody ran for office knowing COVID was going to happen. So, anyway.
Yeah. There's no question that there is a commitment. You've got to be sure you're in it for the right reason, and I applaud anybody who takes the time and effort
to be an
elected official.
Yes.
But you got to have some pretty thick skin to do it.
You really do.
And not take yourself too seriously.
Well, that's,
you take the job seriously, but you have to be careful not to take yourself very seriously.
But frankly, when you get into personal attacks from people standing up there screaming and saying things about your abilities to parent and all this, if you've got an idea, if something's bothering you, tell me what it is. Tell me what your solution is. But don't start personal attacks. There's got to be a way of stopping that.
Well, and there is. David Kehoe and I had a conversation about that the other day. And, we served together on the board for a long time. And we certainly had some acrimony in the boardroom. I think that kind of got off on a bad start, and there was the control was lost, tempers flared. But quite frankly, I would say that the board didn't need to put up and doesn't need to put up with that kind of disruption in the boardroom.
I don't think so. I don't think,
they need to control it, and perhaps get the sheriff's department in there to escort some people out when they're being terribly unruly. I did that. David did that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
You need to have people have the right to speak, but they need to do it in a good, appropriate manner.
Okay. You got the last word. We're going to take a break.
That's unusual.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm going to take a 30-minute break while Trish takes the rest of the show. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. You should soon find out whether OPEC is willing to help lower prices at the gas pump. The cartel and its oil-producing allies decide today how much crude they think the global economy needs. President Biden has pleaded with the Saudis and Russia to increase production, but so far they have declined. Former President Trump says Biden energy policy has been a disaster and says that if he was still in the White House,
we would have been energy independent, which we're no longer energy independent. I mean, in California, it just hit $7.70 a gallon for gasoline.
Mr. Trump speaking with Philadelphia's AM 990, The Answer. Tens of millions of Americans working at companies with 100 or more employees will have to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by January 4th or get tested for the virus weekly. The new government rules issued just this morning. OSHA says companies failing to comply could face penalties of almost $14,000 per violation. Florida's Republican governor looking to put some teeth into the state's election integrity laws.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Wednesday he plans to create a law enforcement agency to investigate election crimes. Speaking at an event in West Palm Beach, the Republican governor announced a series of state election law proposals for state lawmakers to take up during the 2022 legislative session. Proposals include new restrictions on ballot drop boxes and strengthened penalties for ballot harvesting, which is the collection of completed ballots by a third party. DeSantis is up for re-election in 2022, and he could be a GOP presidential candidate in 2024. I'm Mike Gracia.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment fell 14,000 last week, hitting a pandemic low, 269,000. Wall Street, the Dow is down 82 points, NASDAQ 126 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite ants in our first box. We noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Britain, the first country to okay a pill to treat COVID-19.
The United Kingdom has granted a conditional authorization to Merck's coronavirus antiviral. The pill is the first of its kind shown to successfully treat COVID-19. The pill, known as molnupiravir, is intended to be taken at home over a period of 5 days for people with mild to moderate COVID-19. It has been proven to reduce symptoms and speed recovery, which would be groundbreaking for health systems around the world. Karen Chamas, London.
Urgent new efforts to calm Ethiopia's escalating war are unfolding as a U.S. special envoy arrives and the president of neighboring Kenya called for an immediate ceasefire while the country marks 1 year of conflict. Lack of dialogue, especially disturbing, according to Kenyan President Kenyatta, as the war has killed thousands and displaced millions since November of 2020, threatens to engulf the capital. Townhall.com. It is a mixed picture on Wall Street this morning after the Fed announced it will start dialing back the extraordinary economic aid it has provided since the pandemic erupted last year.
The policy shift is a response to high inflation that now looks likely to persist longer than it did just a few months ago. In a statement after its latest policy meeting, the Fed said it will start reducing its $120 billion in monthly bond purchases in the coming weeks by $15 billion a month, though it did reserve the right to change that pace. Those purchases have been intended to hold down long-term interest rates to encourage borrowing and spending. With the economy recovering, Fed regulators now say it's no longer needed. Bob Agner reporting.
Expecting to make fewer COVID vaccine deliveries this year than first thought, drug maker Moderna now looks for product sales of $15 billion to $18 billion the current year, at several billion below its previous predictions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. And we're down at the Cornerstone Community Bank, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. And we're here and supporting the 12th annual Rob a Salute to Veterans event. It goes till 1 p.m. today and it's drive-through the Cornerstone Community Bank. There's plenty of places here that you can donate your money for. And the money's used to purchase Rob-A punch cards, which will be distributed by the Shasta County Veterans Service Office to provide free transit rides to local veterans in need of affordable transportation. Last year, almost 9,000 local veterans that needed transportation to get to work, medical appointments, school, shopping, and other locations received a punch card. And Rob-A's going to provide a 50% match to the donation. So if you donate $20, it becomes $30 with Rob-A's 50% match. The Asphalt Cowboys walked in this morning with a $1,000 check, and so that will be become $1,500 just like that. I'm here with Trish Clark, and Trish is going to allow us to know what the weather is.
It's 64 degrees in downtown Reading, and we just had a marvelous thunderstorm come through and dropped, I don't know, what, an inch and a half of rain? It was really coming down. We're looking for a high today of 64. It's not going to get much warmer, and a low tonight of 45 degrees and probably rain off and on. And on Friday, we're looking for a high of 61, a low of 48, and a possible rain. On Saturday, a high of 56, a low of 38, and again, continuing possible showers, about a 40% chance. And on Sunday, just partly cloudy and overcast, a high of 60 and a low of 38. Coming Monday, 58 and 44 of the low. And continuing kind of just cloudy weather. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. Hey, we're here with Celestina Traver. Good morning, Celestina.
Good morning.
I see you a lot lately.
Yeah. It's November, and it's Veterans Month, and we're out and about doing all kinds of stuff this month.
Big month coming on, all kinds of events coming forward this next week.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, today is a big day. Now, the people say, well, how do you know that goes to veterans? Well, they give the money to you all and at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
They don't give us the money. The city. The city has the money, and then they call us and they get, and Rob-A drops off bus passes. And we pick up actually the bus passes, so we never touch the money.
Okay. That makes sense. They've got the bus passes.
So the punch cards are $10 punch cards each. And our seniors and our veteran seniors and our veterans really, really love these punch cards. It really helps them get around to their doctors.
So a $10 punch card, I don't know what it costs to ride the bus. Do you?
No.
Okay.
I know that it lasts them a couple weeks, and then they can come back and get a second one. So it lasts them for a month, and then it just keeps going like that. We just keep giving them out. And we also share with our community partners. So we share with Nation's Finest and HUD-VASH to help them be able to use Rob-A to go look for homes and houses and apartments.
Oh, good.
Yes.
So, Stina, the amount of veterans that you all help every year is in the thousands.
Yes.
So, how many each year would you say?
Oh my goodness, probably over 10,000 a year.
Okay.
Yes, and we brought in last year over 3 million into pockets of veterans, and this is reoccurring money. Also, so each month it helps them fill in the gap.
This is not the retirement, like say, I get a military retirement.
Correct.
That's not what it is. These are benefits that people have earned while they were in the military, from injuries or whatever, that may have happened while mm-hmm. they were on active duty and years have gone by in
yeah.
many cases. And these injuries have gotten worse or they didn't know they could benefit from their injury that was occurred while on active duty. And they come down to see you. Plus, you do a number of other things, too.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to just make the point about the $3 million, and that's money that comes into our community that is spent in our stores, in our economy.
Yes.
The impact that the Veterans Service Office has on Shasta County is major.
It is.
And this is money that would not come in, and it's spent locally. All this money circulates here locally. So it's a huge. One of the best reports we'd get all year at the Board of Supervisors is when the Veterans Service Office gave their report, and it's monumental what happens with that money.
Yeah, and I just gave my report on Tuesday.
Yeah.
To the board, and it was amazing. You know, we also do college fee waivers, and I don't know if a lot of people know. If you're at least 0%, you get your dependent gets their college fees, tuition waived. And we actually,
for California schools,
yeah. Yes. We helped over 58 dependents last year, and we offset the fees over $300,000.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't realize that, when we say zero percentage, that, say you've had a knee injury or something like that, the government will say, okay, we're going to treat that, but you're at a 0% because they have a different way, however they figure it out. But you served that you do have a disability, and then your children or whoever, if they're your dependents, is
yes.
that wives too?
No, just dependent children.
Just dependent children.
Yes, youth.
Okay.
And yeah, then that's a CSU, UC, and a local college.
Okay.
Yeah, nice benefit.
Yeah.
That's great. You all do a lot for our veterans community, and the fact is next week, or starting this Saturday, we've got the City of Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade. It's going to start at 10 o'clock in the morning, but they have the pancake breakfast, their famous pancake breakfast,
so
starting
good.
At 6. But then on November 10th, it's the Marine Corps birthday, and we're not having a ball this year for the main reason, of course, is COVID. But we are going to have a ceremony that's going to start at 12 noon at the Veterans Grove at the Civic Auditorium. Everybody's invited, and there we will celebrate the Marine Corps' 246th birthday. We will honor our oldest and youngest Marines. We will do a remembrance of those servicemen that were killed in Afghanistan on the evacuation of all the people out of Afghanistan. Presentation of the colors, national anthem, and all that. Plus, we have birthday cake for everybody that comes. And then on Thursday, Senator Maurice Johannesson is being honored by the county cities of, in Shasta County, elected representatives, law enforcement agencies. So many people want to say thank you to Senator Mojo for all the things he's done for us up here.
He's done amazing things for our veteran community. I mean, there's a list a mile long of all the things that he has helped us get, the veterans clinic he's helped, veterans home. I mean, he supports our office, the Veterans Service Office. It's amazing.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, speak into that. You got to move that around a little bit.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, he does. And yes. The veterans home here, the VA clinic, mm-hmm. the new VA clinic,
the cemetery,
the chapel, no matter what you call it,
oh, yes.
up at the cemetery. Plus, the library, millions of dollars. Millions of dollars that he as the and his roles as a senator and then the director of the California VA has done to help our region up here.
Yeah,
so that's going to be at 1 o'clock on November 11th at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street right next to the post office. So if you'd like to come in and just say thank you to the senator, you're invited for this too.
Yeah, we really appreciate him at our office.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to remember about Maurice Johannesson in this community, even before he was elected. He's been involved in the community for many, many years.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think somebody's here wanting to give you money, Celestina.
Celestine, we love you so much that we're going to help you out by giving $10 from Roger Plato to my favorite VSO, okay? And she has made the nation's top VSO of the year. So she's a great lady, and come out to the parade and come down here and match my money, please.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Roger.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and we're going to have to take a break. Celestina, thank you for everything you do. I mean, it really is appreciated. Okay. Hey, look.
Special people in our community.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy. Rachel and Kevin are not novices at this. They have worked with the U.S. gymnastics team. They've worked with the Pro Football Combine, colleges, universities. If you have a injury, a strain, or a sprain, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy in the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way. And get back into action. Give them a call at 533-5030. 533-5030 today. We'll be right back.
Reading Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Churl Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But the keeper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%. And as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Reading Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Okay, sure.
His eyes are cold and restless. Wounds have almost healed. And she give half a Texas to change the way it feels.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the Cobblestone Shopping Center at Cornerstone Community Bank. We are here with the 12th annual Robba Salute to Veterans event. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. Thinking about purchasing an electric car? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And as I said, we're here because we are collecting money for the 12th annual Robba Salute to the Veterans event. Over the years, our community has provided thousands of free transit rides to local veterans. Every dollar helps. Every ride's needed. Please think about coming through here today and just dropping off a check, a cash, your spare change. It all counts. And then Robba matches that on 50 cents on the dollar. And Randall just came in and gave Melissa Estrada, who is the Robba representative that puts this on every year, a check, and that will help a lot.
Yeah.
So are you on? Did I turn you on there? Let me see. Nope. Now we are.
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay, now you're on.
Yeah, so we just received a $100 check, and Robba will match that $50.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, that's.
Now, you provide, what you do is when they need more punch cards, you just bring them over each, you know, whenever, when the, when you give them, punch cards to start with.
Yeah.
Over at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Yeah, so at the end of the fiscal year, which is June 30th, we drain all of our accounts. So there's the bank account we have here with Cornerstone. And then there's also an online giving resource at, if you go to RobbaVeterans.com. You can donate via credit card as well.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that's the Shasta Community Foundation that retains that funds.
Okay.
So we drain those sources of funds, and we transition all funds. We match them 50% and then transition them to bus passes and then give those bus passes to the Shasta County VSO. So start of the fiscal year.
So there's several different ways that people can donate and be a part of this.
Yeah.
You can, in person at Cornerstone Community Bank. Now, you can make a donation anytime.
Yeah.
It's just not today. You can do, at Cornerstone Community Bank, year round, cash or check, payable to Robba, memo, salute to veterans, online at RobbaVeterans.com, anytime, which redirects to the Community Foundation of the North State, credit card and or tax deductible. So these are all tax deductible for this.
Yeah.
So if you're looking, it's see, what's today? Today, this is
Thursday,
November. So if you're looking for some donations for the end of the year,
yeah,
you might want to roll through here, and so you don't have to pay as much in taxes.
There you go. Yeah,
and you can be helping veterans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you? How hard is it to put this thing on? Do you have to work at this for like a year?
Well, we're very fortunate in that we have a really good team. So it really is teamwork. So we have the Lions Club. They show up faithfully every year at 5 o'clock in the morning, set up the flags. Cornerstone, who's our host as well as our diamond sponsor, they host the event at their facility, and it really is a great setup. Their new location with just an expansive parking lot, which is able to provide room for all the radio remotes. And then the Shasta County VSO, she coordinates with all of her groups. We have a large veteran presence and volunteer this year around, and so everyone kind of does their part. And then I do more of the administrative stuff.
And well, all the local radio stations are a part of it, and everyone's got
everybody's
booth up
out here.
Everyone's up, and the fire department just pulled in, and they're putting a big flag at the up on the.
on their
ladder
their
truck.
Bucket, yeah, their, the their ladder truck. Right. Yeah, their ladder
couldn't
truck.
Think of what kind of a truck,
you know,
that was.
When REU was having their big extravaganza a few weeks ago, they had a bucket truck there, and people were lined up to hop into the bucket and go up 60 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And enough so that next year they're going to bring another bucket truck, so they'll have two there, because it was just, people just loved it. Kids loved it. They get into the bucket, go up 60 feet, yeah, come down. They were, you know, adults. I think there were a number of young ladies out there that were, you know, having a night out. It was Friday, and so they were all going up and down on the bucket too. So that was, it was great. So
I know that the another event that Rabbit participates in is the Rev Rumble and Roar event at the library.
Yeah.
The same type of deal where operators and their vehicles show up, and kids love it, but apparently adults love it as well.
So. Oh, yeah, the adults are out there waving and taking photos and all those things.
So we had a question earlier when we were talking about the bus passes, and they get the bus pass. It's a $10 bus pass. How much does it cost to ride Rabba?
So on the bus, it's $1.50 per one-way trip if you're within one zone, which that's it generally aligns with the city. So if you travel within the city of Reading, that's $1. That's within one zone. If you ride the paratransit service, which is the specialized transportation for persons with disabilities, so that's eligibility based, that does come, it's curb to curb, so it's a little bit more specialized. That is $3 per one-way trip.
Okay. All right. We talked about that, and then we didn't really know up to what.
Well, and that's why the punch cards are so valuable, because it allows people to use Rabba, whether they use the bus or the vans.
Very good.
Well, they, you know, the thing too about that is people with disabilities.
Yeah.
The bus, and I'm looking at it right now, the van comes up. Well, it's kind of bigger than just a van.
Yeah.
It can hold, looks like it can hold
15 passengers.
Yeah. They can come up and come right to your door.
Yeah.
And if you have to go shopping or to the doctor or whatever, drop you off there. But you have, it works on appointments though. Is that correct?
Yeah, okay. And our vans hold three wheelchair positions, so that's it. Gets it has a little bit. I think our buses have three as well, but again, it's buses are fixed route, and the demand is straight to your origin and destination.
Okay, well, thank you so much for what you do.
Yeah, thank you guys for showing up in the rain. We appreciate.
Oh, that was kind of fun. We had a little bit of a cloudburst there, didn't we?
Yeah,
but
it's cleared
up. Clear now and
blue sky, kind of.
Some clouds around.
I can see blue sky, but I can also see the clouds around, too.
Yeah.
So, Michelle's father, thank you so much for what you do for our veterans and for our community.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
You bet. Hey, Trish, the things that are going on right now, we've got like 4 minutes that we can turn it loose on. Joe Biden numbers have tanked. I mean,
yes, sir.
Tanked. The majority of, by like, you know, it's like 70% don't even want to see him on the 2024 presidential ticket. I mean, this is from Democrats. The, impact, you know, when we say elections have consequences.
Yeah.
We can see the, inflation. We can see the cost of gas. We can see the latest thing, even though he said that wouldn't happen, where they proposed giving $450,000 to each illegal that came across the border, or they, I should say the people came across the border illegally, and then they because they were separated from, you know, to, you know, from because of the law, not because of whims. And wants to give, you know, that could be up to $1 million or more to a family. You know, I mean, we're talking about $2 million for a family of four can get that.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's
almost, Carl, like we're being tested. How much is it going to take? How much insanity before the American citizen stands up and says, wait a minute. This is not our country. This is not what we're about. And we need to pay attention and get back involved with our government. This is insane. You look at the border.
Uh-huh.
You look at the homeless population. You look at a president who just figures out that that you can get 100% compliance with the vaccination by firing half of the thing, and then now you went from 50% of compliance to 100% of compliance because you got rid of everybody that wasn't vaccinated. And that's like a really major accomplishment. And you sit there and you go, are you serious?
Yeah.
47 people or 47% just lost their jobs and you've accomplished something?
You know, and the thing is, it's the people losing their jobs are people like school teachers, nurses,
policemen,
doctors,
firemen,
and who said that, you know what, they're not against vaccinations, they're against being forced into it. It's just, you know, if you wanted to tear the country apart, we had a great show the other day, Doug Craig and I did, about polarization in this country.
Yeah.
How, if you look at almost anybody in this country, they want to, you know, they want essentially to be able to live their lives, to be left alone by the government, to, you know, to be able to have a place to live and education for their kids.
Exactly.
And have a say in these things. But our media and our politicians have broken us into silos. They have split us up.
Yes.
Because, you know, a country united as we've been before, our country can do anything. It can accomplish anything. But as long as you keep us broken up and hating and things that are being said, you know, like in here, I mean, people didn't used to talk like this until social media started. And it's like, you know, nobody's names are in here that you know. They're accusing people of things of, misappropriation of funds, of violating this, violating that. And the thing is, we didn't used to do that.
You know, Carl, there's a great email going around right now on the circuit, and it points out something that we forget about. We're so busy concentrating on the negativity in our lives. The American people, the population growing up right now, when we talk about poor in the United States of America, we don't even know what poor is. You need to go to these third world countries. You need to go to Europe. You need to go any place else in the world but the United States and see that our poor, our low-income people have more available to them and more things than any place else in the world. And we have just taken all of that for granted. When you walk into a shopping center or a mall or a grocery store in the United States of America, the things that are available, and then compare that to going into any place else in the world, and you've been around,
yeah,
Carl.
Yeah.
You know what a shopping center looks like in some of these other countries.
Yeah.
We take all that for granted, and we have spent the last few years concentrating on every negativity and never opening our eyes and looking around at, oh, my God, the great things we have living in the United States of America.
We need to start concentrating
on that and quit paying attention to the negativity of it.
Well, one of the great things is River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living is not for assisted living. This is for active seniors. It's right down the street. In fact, I can see it from here.
Yeah.
The River Commons Senior Living is located right here in the center of town, close to shopping, close to it's right next to the VA clinic. Beautifully designed, great accommodations, living accommodations, a gourmet chef. They're pet friendly there. For more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Arrange a personalized tour at River Commons Senior Living, because you won't be sorry. If this is the decision and it's time to make it, give them a call. Again, 238-5981. Worry less, smile more. River Commons, Northern California's premier retirement community. We'll be right back. 8:32 in the morning. It's 60 degrees, and it's kind of like clearing here, and even though we're surrounded by clouds.
Looking beautiful right now.
It is beautiful out here. Come on down. Drop off a donation to the veterans right here, so you'll help provide monthly bus passes to those veterans that need assistance. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents.
with delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Dan Beans, Director of Redding Electric Utility. Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming in proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
What's your Thanksgiving Day plan this year? Black Bear Diner will be open, and you've got options. Come in for a three-course entree. Choose from turkey, ham, or prime rib. Or grab a Thanksgiving meal to go for an easy fix at home. If you're on the road, stop at one of our 145 diners for a fill-up along the way. Search for Black Bear Diner near me. Spend your Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily in Redding at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m. Also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to the Free Fire Radio with Trish Clark and Carl Watts. We are down at the Cornerstone Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. You'll be able to find us because there's a whole line of flags along the road. And we're here collecting money, donations for the 12th annual Salute to the Veterans from RAVA. Help local veterans get around town. It's a, this provided almost 9,000, bus passes last year to veterans that needed assistance getting to the, hospitals, you know, doctor's appointments, school, work, all of those different places that they went to. Your donation is matched 50% by RAVA. Asphalt Cowboys walked in this morning with a $1,000 check, and the RAVA then will match that with $500 more. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. They work by appointments only. You can give them a call at 244-9478. It's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, the only place I've had my haircut in Redding. It's Man's Last Stronghold. Go on in and make your appointment, come in, get a haircut, or just kind of, if you want to, like I do sometimes, I just sit in there and listen to what people are talking about. Gives me ideas for the next day's show, that's for sure.
Well, there you go. pick up info wherever you can.
There you go. There is I talked to this a little bit about this yesterday, that that a wolf, one wolf, injured five calves up in Siskiyou County.
Mm.
Two of them had to be destroyed. And, of course, the wolf is a endangered species here in California that they made that decision, even though that the national or the federal agency just delisted the wolf as an endangered species.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, there's hundreds of packs, thousands of wolves now in the western United States. The problem with it here in California, though, is if a wolf pulls down a calf or a sheep or something like this in other states, if they find the calf, and that's the big thing, if you find the calf, do you find the sheep, they can be reimbursed. In California, we have no program for that to reimburse the farmer or rancher. And you can't harm them in any way, no matter what kind of depredations they're doing. They recommend that you hire somebody to, you know, ride around and just to keep them away from your animals, or bring your animals in at night. I mean, that's
so tough with a herd of cows.
Yeah, and you know, the whole thing is stupid. I mean, if you're going to tell farmers and ranchers you're just going to have to live with this and don't kill these wolves, then they're gonna, you know, like, they've got the evidence right there, then they should be paid whatever that market would be for that animal.
Well, and I think that if in fact you have a predator like that, we've got to get, perhaps we need work at changing the law in the state of California so that you can in fact protect your herd and your animals and what have you. I will say that there is a solution that it's called shoot, shovel, and shut up.
Well, that's happened too,
and that certainly happens, I think, out there. And you can't find fault with the farmers and the ranchers that are protecting the herd, and sometimes even your small children that are out running around. You've got to protect your investments.
Well, somebody said, "Is kill them all? Is that the answer?" No, of course not.
It's not.
But if you are a rancher or a farmer, you've got to have some way of being able to protect your investment there. And do they have insurance? No, I'm pretty sure that it's hard to get insurance on animals that are out in fields like that. So I would say no to that. But no, there's hunting seasons, can the fish and wildlife come out and trap or kill? Because they know which wolf did it. It's got a tracking collar on it.
Yeah.
So at what point does the fish and wildlife go out there and trap it and move it to an entirely different place?
Get
some relief up there.
As the population of wolves is increasing, and we know that it is because they're multiplying, and so they can't all be marked. They have babies, and are they kids?
They all don't have collars, but a number of them do.
But a number of them do, yeah. But the population is increasing considerably because we didn't have any in Northern California 20 years ago.
We have three. We have three packs now.
Yeah.
Two of them in Plumas County, one up in Lassen. But here's the thing about it is, you know, you're pushing the ranchers. You were tongue in cheek, shoot, shovel, and shut up. But you push the owners of these animals to do things like this.
Well, you
because
do.
If they can't get compensated from the government who told them they can't touch them, then what are they going to do? And I guarantee you, if they're not going to lose five or six calves, you know, that's
big money.
That's $6,000 or more, depending on the breed. But still, a minimum of $1,200. Per cow, and that price is going up. So they're going to do something.
And it's just like every other. There's a management issue in all these things. You've got deer herds, we've got elk herds, we've got packs of wolves. We've got all these different things, and it's just like the management of the U.S. Forest Service, the forests in California. You've got to manage our everything we've got, and if it's talking animals or if it's talking our forests. There's got to be some middle ground management that goes on so that you You don't go to one extreme or another. You don't want to kill them all. You don't want to just let them go. You don't want to go and let them just take over the whole countryside either.
Well, what they have noticed in Wyoming and Montana is as the wolf packs grew, the elk herds dropped.
Diminished,
and,
of course.
And of course, the deer. Because of the fact they are the apex predator out there. Now, I love the idea of wolves being out there. But I also have to, think of people whose whole livelihood could be destroyed because we have these strange rules that not only can you not touch them, but after they come in and they kill 20 of your sheep, you can't be compensated by the state. You want to protect them, then protect the farmers and ranchers too.
Yeah, it's got to be a balance. It's got to be some management involved and equal terms. We've across the board, we've lost that balance in what we're doing.
Well, I think that's it. The pendulum in this country, and it just amazes me that we can continue to be a country as strong and as vital as we are, because every 4 years, our pendulum, it goes back and forth. It is just crazy. There ought to be some kind of common ground there that says that we can make this work. Anyway, we've got to take a quick break.
We've lost our common ground and our moral footing, if I might add.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're going to be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. It is 8:45 in the morning here on the 4th of November. It's 60 degrees, and now it says sunny outside. I won't go that far, but I will say that we're seeing a lot of blue sky. We'll be right back.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Play our Fall into Winter $75,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play and cash every Thursday in November at 7 and 8 p.m. Final drawing on November 25th at 7 and 8 p.m. 25 lucky winners will have the chance to fall into winter with cold hard cash and free slot play. All you need is a free River Club card to play. More drawings, more winners, more fun. What would you do with all that cash? 21 to participate. See winriver.com for more information.
Hello, Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. It seems masks and vaccines are very hot topics these days, and the masking of our kids in schools and forced vaccinations are the talk of the county. I support the views and beliefs of both sides, but I do not support our government forcing their beliefs on either side. I strongly believe in liberty and freedom for all. I believe in personal choice and personal responsibility for those choices. Parents should be able to choose whether their children are masked at school or not. We the people should be able to choose to get vaccinated or not. Do your own research, consult your trusted healthcare professional, and make your own choices. Unelected bureaucrats should not be ruling our lives, masking our children all day, every day in school, while celebrities go to the Oscars and Grammys unmasked is the height of hypocrisy. We the people are supposed to be in charge of our government, not unelected bureaucrats who most likely never finished medical school. Shasta County District 5 covers Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and the Millville area, but as District 5 Supervisor, I will represent all of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Reading Garden of Lights. Featuring two stages of live music, food trucks and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
Something else for you from our permanent waves out.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at Cornerstone Community Bank here at 192 Hardinell Avenue. We're here to support the 12th annual Robba Salute to the Veteran event. There's flags all up and down the street. Just drive in, drop off your donation. And what this does is provides free bus transportation. I shouldn't say free. It's based on donations, and Robba matches for every dollar. They're going to match 50 cents for it. Last year, almost 9,000 local veterans received bus transportation to get to work, medical appointments, school, shopping, and other locations. And you can help this with just your change. Robert just came through, and he left a beer mug here, and it says, lift a cold one to help our veterans. Your small change can help a big
Make a big difference. Yeah.
And his dad was a veteran of Pearl Harbor, and so he leaves the same amount every year.
He said his father lived in area code 201.
Right.
So he puts in a dollar and a penny.
$2.
$2 and a penny is what he starts. Yeah.
But I tell you what, your spare change that you keep, you know, in your ashtray or whatever it is, since you don't use your ashtray anymore.
Most cars don't even have an ashtray anymore.
Well, you're right. But in your console there, for whatever reason, I must have $5 worth of quarters in there for some reason.
Parking meters.
Parking meters. And because every so often they get you. Stop on by. Drop off your spare change. Drop off a donation to help our veterans. Somebody we just had, he called in, but now I saw him wandering through the area, Scott Seaton.
Great to see you again, Carl.
Yeah, great to see you. We nabbed him off of the parking lot.
Yeah, you know what? Well, you know, you walk by, you're going to be a guest.
I'm always happy to talk about music.
Well, of course, he is the conductor and the main man at the North State Symphony. We're getting ready to have a presentation this Sunday.
Sunday at 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m. And tell everybody what it's going to be.
Well, we are heading into our second Masterworks of this season. The next stop on our season-long crescendo, which is our season title and an Italian term for the word growth, or, you know, getting large every time. So, you know, we had a few players on our first concert. This concert, we're crescendoing up to 30 players, and huge program ahead. It's called A Little Mahler, and anyone who knows the name, the composer Gustav Mahler, knows that he writes nothing but huge, epic, monumental music. So little is kind of oxymoronic, and but we're doing a version of his first symphony, a symphony that's nicknamed Titan, to describe the magnitude of that symphony. And it's really a journey through life itself. It's every emotion you can possibly feel or imagine in the course of that symphony, which he was even quoted saying, you know, music, you know, my symphonies must be like life itself. It must embrace the world. And that's what every symphony of his is. But it starts out just like in nature itself, just there's this nothingness. And then out of nowhere, there's a cuckoo. That cuckoo is very important. It forms the basis of this entire work. And through the course of the symphony, it transforms into this huge, triumphant, optimistic theme. If you know Handel's Hallelujah chorus from the Messiah,
uh-huh.
And he shall reign forever, and you'll hear the same theme at the end of the Mahler First Symphony, and that's when you know that he's won this extraordinary battle against fate. And so that's when all is well.
You know, I love watching Scott Seaton.
He's the show. I love the energy and the, you just can't not help but just get right in the middle of what's happening with Scott around.
And here's the important thing. The symphony starts at 2, but you want to be there at 1 o'clock because Scott stands up there and he explains kind of what he just did here.
Yes.
Except it's more into
more
it.
More detailed. You're going to hear so much more information.
And you will, I mean, you will thoroughly enjoy his presentation, but you also get to meet the special artists.
Yeah, you get
there.
To meet the soloists. This time around, we're featuring our principal soloists, Tim Coop on flute and Candice Lavolsi on harp.
Oh, perfect.
And they're going to come together and collaborate to present Mozart's double concerto for flute and harp. So the extraordinary steak that is the Mahler will be balanced by the salad, this display of beautiful melodies in the Mozart in the first half of the concert.
Okay, and this is Sunday at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock for the pre-talk, and then 2 p.m. for the concert.
At the Cascade.
At the Cascade Theater.
Cascade
now,
Theater. Yeah.
The Cascade's gone through a heck of a year with COVID. And,
oh, I'm sure.
This is time to come on out. And not only will you hear just absolutely great music, you will also be a chance to help support a local business here in town that, you know, that provides so much to our community.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, but I love watching Scott. You know, he was on the phone the other day. And it's not, you know, I mean, talking about this, but you don't get
the enthusiasm.
And yeah, I mean, even though he was enthusiastic on the phone, but it's not the same as when you're here, buddy.
Well, Carl, we were talking at 7:05 a.m. How much enthusiasm do you got?
Yeah, I can identify with that.
Hey, let me tell you,
this is the hardest thing I do all week is be at this show at 7 o'clock.
Well, I tell you what, try doing that for 12 years. We're starting our 12th year next month. But, you got to be coming and be perky and actually try to make sense. And so I walk in sometimes. Jared hands me a big mug of coffee, and he says, loud music this morning, huh? I said, loud and fast. And get me started. And he does such a great job at that. And that's when it starts mellowing around 8.
it fits a groove by then.
Yeah, by that time, you know, the caffeine's kicked in. And,
ready to
rock. Scott, thank you so much for what you do for our community, first of all.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
And, you know, Scott is a world traveler. You go to a lot of different places in the United States. Is that correct?
It's a perk of my job. It's a perk of my profession to just, you know, not just be associated with the North Sea Symphony, but to go around and guest conduct places and work with lots of groups of musicians. And,
yeah.
I mean, this season I'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'll be in Sacramento area, San Jose.
Now,
but somebody has to do it, right?
Now, how does that affect your home life here?
It's not bad. You know, I would never commit to anything that took me away from home for too long. So, you know, I'm making sure to try to balance out my life as much as I can. There are some musicians, some conductors out there that are gone. Like a friend of mine is gone from home like 40 weeks out of the year, and I couldn't do that. There's no way that I could travel around for 40 weeks out of the year.
Are we ever going to have a special of time to say goodnight?
To what?
You know, that song, Time. You know, Time to Say Goodnight with, Time to Say Goodnight. You haven't heard, you've heard that one.
I'm sure I've heard it.
Oh, what's his name? Never mind.
Andrea Bocelli.
I'm sorry, what?
Andrea Bocelli.
Andre Bocelli and Sarah.
Oh, Bocelli, of course.
Sarah.
You know, he was just touring in California last week. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite pieces. And it's, you know, it's, I'm not sure if it's out of a opera, if it's out of something.
It might be. He does a lot of opera, so
yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me.
Anyway, thank you very much, Jared. I'm glad you remembered that. That's why Jared runs.
Yeah, Jared's a
that's
great
why Jared runs
resource.
The board. Scott, thank you so much. And everybody, Sunday, Symphony at the Cascade. The Symphony starts at 2, but do yourself a favor. Be there at 1 and listen to Scott tell you about the symphony and meet the artist that will be
absolutely
doing a solo up there. Okay. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks for joining
us. Nice chatting with you both.
You bet.
All right.
Hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Got just a couple minutes left. You got last thoughts here?
Well, I just want to, you know, wish everybody, you know, we're into November, remind everybody that we roll our clocks back on Sunday, and this is the first Sunday of the month. So remind you that you need to come down to the Frontier Senior Center on Sunday amidst all the other things that are happening and join us for a community breakfast. We've got, you know, great menu, great people to serve you. And that's, you know, another nonprofit that we can support in the community because we really try to do so many things for the South County senior population. They're,
down there doing their computer classes are starting back up. Got some card games going, exercise, you can get your lunch down there. You need to come on down and see what's happening. But remember, on the first Sunday of the month, always, not 8 to 11,
there
breakfast.
No, okay, you still have the
absolutely. Yeah. You get your choice of pancakes, sausage and eggs, or French toast, or the world-renowned biscuits and gravy.
Tomorrow, Congressman LaMalfa will join us, at least I believe he will be. I didn't do mine. This is Thursday, and I usually send it out on Monday or Tuesday, just confirming it, but I'll confirm it, but he's usually here.
Yeah.
On the first Friday of each month.
Well, and he has some interesting stuff to talk about because there's lots going on back in Washington, D.C., and lots not going on, and that's important, too. I think at this point, anytime they're not doing something back there, that's to our benefit because anything that's happening is not something we're looking forward to having become part of our life. So if we can just keep them not doing anything for a few days, we're better off.
Okay, everybody, have a great day. Come on down here to Cornerstone Community Bank right down here on 192 Hartnell Avenue in a cobblestone shopping center. And don't be afraid to donate. It all goes to a great cause that helps our veterans that don't have cars or are unable to drive.